Today, we're talking all about airport lounges. We all love them, but it's safe to say that one of us is obsessed with them. Pam will literally arrive over 2 hours early to the Denver airport just to spend time in one. Listen in as we talk about why we love airport lounges and all about some of our favorites. Welcome to Points Talk with the Travel Mom Squad. We are three moms who've discovered how to leverage credit card welcome offers to get hundreds of thousands of dollars of travel expenses for nearly free. We've used credit card points and miles to take vacations to places like Hawaii, Paris, Greece, Maldives, Japan, and so much more. And the best part? We each still have 800 plus credit scores. Imagine being able to take the vacation of your dreams for nearly free. It's totally possible, and we're here to show you how. Hey, I'm Alex.
And I'm Pam, Alex's mom.
And I'm Jess. Let's talk points. We are super excited to be talking about airport lounges today. We have a special guest, the queen of lounges. You may also know her as Pam. She is here to start us off with what she loves about airport lounges.
So I am a huge airport lounge nerd. My family laughs because I have to get to the airport at least 2 hours early because I want to go into the airport lounge.
And I have to 2 hours?
Well,
I'm actually impressed it's only two.
Yeah. Actually, I'm not getting enough time in there. And I think I'm going to make it 2.5 to 3 hours. So because I lately it's been like, oh, I just got in here and I got to go to my flight. So I may be changing that. So I'm super lucky because my main airport is Denver International. It is the king of airport lounges, if you ask me. Incredible airport lounges. We'll be talking about some of them. I have a choice of three different ones. They are all amazing. And so my biggest dilemma when I fly is, what lounge am I going to go into today? And so I absolutely love a good airport lounge. I remember the days of traveling years ago, and I'd walk by these crazy little doors that said lounge, and I'd see these men in suits go in there, and I thought, wow, it must be great to be a businessman that can go into a lounge. What's it like in there? And now I know all about what it's like in there, and it's amazing to me that we can go into them just with a credit card or the right ticket, and I don't have to be in a suit and a businessman. So I love to get to go into my lounges because I have to drive an hour to get to Denver Airport. So I like to break up that drive with some relaxation in a lounge versus the crazy, noisy, busy terminal. I love to go in there and maybe get a little bit of work done, maybe watch something on Netflix, and just chill. I like to go there, not have to pay for food and beverages in the airport. I like to be able to go in there and get some free food. And I also love airport lounges when I'm traveling internationally. And for a connection, there's been times getting to take a shower after you've been on a long flight is incredible. So there's not much I don't like about the lounges. And it is just a great addition to a flight experience. So we're going to have, Jess and Alex are going to kiss off by talking about some of the lounges that you can go into just for having the right credit card. So Jess, start us off.
All right. Priority Pass is probably one that many of you have heard of before. It is a network of lounges. So there are hundreds of these lounges all across the world. I'm not going to talk about every single card that comes with Priority Pass because there are quite a few of them, but I'm going to hit three or four that are the main cards that we have or we talk about for Priority Pass lounge access. With all of these, the main cardholder plus two free guests are going to get access to Priority Pass lounges. If you want to know what Priority Pass options there are at your home airport or at an airport that you're traveling to, you can download the Priority Pass app, you can put in the airport code, and then you can see all of the options, where they're located, how many guests you can bring in. This is the cardholder plus two free guests is a general rule. Some lounges have more specific rules. And so I always like to go do my research, check out the details of that lounge and make sure that everything is good. So the first one is the Capital One Venture X. Both the personal and the business card come with priority pass access. For the personal card, the downside is you do not get any restaurant or experience access with your priority pass membership, but you can add authorized users to the Personal Venture X for free. And those authorized users can also get their own priority pass membership. And so that's a really, really great card for large families where you have, you know, two parents who want to get access. And then maybe like I added my stepdaughter as an authorized user on that card. And so she got a free authorized user card. And then she also gets priority pass access for herself and two guests. And so if you have a really big family, the Personal Venture X card is a great way to get everyone into the lounge. The Business Venture X card not only comes with the regular lounge access, but it also comes with the restaurant and entertainment access. What that means is there are certain restaurants that are part of Priority Pass where the cardholder can go and get a $28 credit for any food or drink that they purchase. And they can also bring a guest who gets $28. So we're talking about potentially $56 in credits at airport restaurants. For this reason, I prefer the business version of the Venture X over the personal. There are two restaurants at Houston Intercontinental Airport, which is my home airport, that are really good. And being able to go to a sit-down restaurant and order food and get it for free is really nice because not all priority pass lounges are created equally, and some the food isn't so great. So I actually prefer the restaurant access. The experiences, an example is, Alex actually told me this. I didn't even know this, but at Houston Hobby Airport, which is another airport I fly out of when I'm flying Southwest, they have a Gameway that is part of priority pass experiences. I do not game. And so when she told me, go to Gameway, I said, why would I go to Gameway? I don't want to sit in a recliner and play a video game. And she said, no, you can get a free drink and a free snack with your priority pass. So I went there and I got myself a Diet Coke and some gummy bears, and I gave them my priority pass card, and it was completely free. And you know, a Diet Coke and gummy bears at the airport is probably around $10 if we're paying cash at a convenience store. So now every time I go to Hobby, I go get myself a Diet Coke and some gummy bears. So thank you for that, Alex. And then another card is the Chase Sapphire Reserve. That card also comes with full priority pass. So when I say full priority pass, I mean the lounge access and the restaurants and entertainment. So full access with the Chase Sapphire Reserve.
I have another card, a Chase card that has the full access. It's the Ritz-Carlton card, which isn't available anymore. And I'm actually just an authorized user on my mom's card. But with that one, you also get, you know, the restaurant, the entertainment as an authorized user. And I don't even have, like, I don't pay anything for it. You don't have to pay for authorized users on that card either. And you have unlimited guests at Priority Pass airport lounges. So that's a really good one too. You can't go and open that card now. Like, it's not available for new applicants. But if you have a Marriott Bonvoy Boundless, you can upgrade product change to that Ritz-Carlton card. It does have a high annual fee, but it has some other nice benefits too.
That is good to know. So the couple of other ones the Amex Platinum and Business Platinum also come with Priority Pass. Those do not include the restaurant and entertainment access. So that is just straight up the Priority Pass lounge access with those. And then there are some co-branded Amex cards that come with Priority Pass. The Marriott Bonvoy Brilliant comes with unlimited visits each year to Priority Pass lounges. The American Express Hilton Business Card, you get up to 10 visits each year. So if you're applying for some of those Amex co-branded cards, you might want to look into whether or not it includes Priority Pass. So Alex, tell us what we can expect at Priority Pass lounges.
Well, like you said before, they are totally hit and miss. Like, some of them I've gone into, I am tempted to just turn around and leave because they, you know, like, I'll grab a bag of goldfish. Like, they will have snacks like you would find at Costco, kind of. And their chairs might be not looking so hot. But then you can go to other ones. And I think they're, in my experience, they're better internationally. But even still in, you know, the U.S., you can go to other ones where you can, like,
get a really good meal in a comfortable chair. It's just, it's kind of all across the board, depending on the lounge. So when I go to an airport, I do exactly what you said, Jess. I open up my Priority Pass app. And if there's, what I'll do actually ahead of time is if there's multiple, I'll look online and see which one is the best and also see which ones are near the terminal that I'm in, what ones I can actually get to in my time frame. But if there's only one, even if it's a junky one, I'm going to go, I'm going to check it out, and I'm going to get my snacks, get a drink, and then head out. So it is definitely, you know, there's some not so great ones and there's some really good ones. So I think it's always worth just going and checking it out for sure.
Okay, I'm going to talk a little bit about American Express Centurion lounges. Now, I really like, for the most part, I think American Centurion lounges are definitely a step up from your Priority Pass lounges. Most of them are quite good. The food is quite good. Especially, I like their breakfasts because, I didn't say breakfasts, their breakfasts because they usually have these biscuits that are really good. So I do like American Express Centurion Lounges. I find the decor, the seating areas to be a lot nicer. They usually will have, at least ours in Denver has a little area where I can package up some goodies to go, some yogurt pretzels, and they're just really nice. Now, in order to get into one of these, you're going to need the American Express Platinum personal or business card. I honestly think these cards, if you are an airport lounge geek like me, you need this card because it provides the best around the, you know, just covers most of the lounges. And so to me, if that's your thing, you need one of these cards. I will never not have one of these cards because I like my airport lounges so much. Now, guests are no longer allowed to get in free with your card. They used to be able to, unless you spend $75,000 in a calendar year. So that's pretty hefty. I'm not going to do that just to bring a guest in. But you can pay to bring a guest in for $50 or $30 for children. You could add your spouse. I think it's $175. I'm not positive, so don't hold me to it. As an authorized user, I think that would be worthwhile doing if you travel frequently with your spouse. For some reason, on a couple of my business cards, they've just automatically allowed me to bring in a guest for free. I certainly didn't do that $75,000 deal because I'm going to use that on other minimum spends. But somehow they've rewarded me for that. But American Express Centurion Lounges are really nice. And there are, you know, several in the United States and some internationally also. So, Alex, tell us about our next lounge.
Okay, so next up, we have United Club Lounges. And to access a United Club Lounge, you can use these one-time passes as a United Explorer card holder or a United Business card holder. You get two of these passes a year. And so it's pretty simple. You just go up to the United Club, show them your little pass, you get in. The key here is you have to be on a United Airlines flight. So if you have your club pass and you're flying Southwest, they're not going to let you in. Years ago, they let you do that. And that's how I would do it because I would fly Southwest more than I flew United, but I had a United card. So now, like if you want to go there, you got to be flying United. You can also access or get a membership, a club membership, if you have the United Club personal or business card. So what this means is you can access the lounge anytime you want, as many times as you want, as long as you're flying United. You can bring two guests into the lounge with you, or you can bring one guest and all of your dependent children under 21. So if you fly United a ton, you value that lounge access, and you have a family, it could make sense to open a United Club card. The annual fee is high, but if you can, you know, take advantage of all those benefits, it could be worth it to somebody who's loyal to United.
And I have found that United Club lounges are kind of hit and miss, and they were definitely a miss in Denver for years. And they've redone them, they've renovated them. So there are, I think one is done in Terminal B and another one is being renovated right now in Terminal B. And then there's a brand new one in Terminal A. They are outstanding. I never thought that those words would come out of my mouth, that the United Club Lounge is really nice. And actually, I'm finding that I prefer to go there more than going into my American Express Centurion Lounge, just because that's in a different terminal. I'm usually flying out of United flight anyway, but really outstanding. So if you can find a renovated United Club Lounge, go for it. Or if you're in Denver, head there. And the other thing that I thought I'd never say is that because I can only go in a couple times a year with my Explorer card, I'm all about getting a United Club card now, just because the lounge is that nice. So surprise, surprise, can be a hit or miss, but if you're in Denver, head to one.
Surprise, surprise, the lounge geek is getting another card to get herself lounge access. Okay.
Pam's going to start vacationing at the airport. Like, she's just going she's going to have like days where her self-care days are just going to be lounge hop and then go home.
Yeah, she's lucky. You got Platinum, Venture, Capital One Venture Lounge, and United now.
Yeah, it's really nice. Like I said, the dilemma is which one to go to.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't have that problem. We'll talk about that later. But okay, next up are Plaza Premium Lounges. So this is another lounge network, kind of like Priority Pass, but a different company here. Primarily, these lounges are internationally. The only one I visited was one in Cancun. And I feel like that's probably the one most of our listeners will probably be visiting. I will say, if you're going to that airport and you want to go to that lounge, first thing you do is you get there, because it is always full, and get your name on the list. And they'll say, oh, come back in 20 minutes. And then you can go.
We actually have a funny story about that lounge. Oh my gosh,
I forgot about this.
We went on a retreat to Mexico December 2022. And Alex and I are sitting in the airport because we had gone to the lounge to add our names to the list. There was a wait. And a girl comes up to us and says, are you Alex and Jess? And we said, yes. And she said, I just missed my flight because I was in the lounge and I lost track of time. And I was in the lounge because of what I learned from you.
She was like, this is my first time coming here or coming to a lounge. And I was so excited that I lost track of time.
So don't miss your flight if you go to the lounge at the Cancun airport.
Yes. So at that one, like, they have some snacks. You can get like chips and guac and a few different things. You can get drinks. It's not very big, which is why it is harder to get into. One thing I'll say too that I really like about airport lounges is having access to nicer, cleaner bathrooms. And they don't really have a nicer, cleaner bathroom at the Cancun Airport Lounge or the Plaza Premium Lounge in Cancun. So you can just use the regular one in the terminal. So to access Plaza Premium Lounges, though, you can get in with your Amex Platinum personal or business card or your Capital One Venture or Venture X card. If you have just a regular Capital One card, like the regular Venture card, you can access a Plaza Premium Lounge. You have two passes a year that you get with that. So you can use it at a Capital One Lounge, which we'll talk about later, or at a Plaza Premium Lounge. So I would personally save them for the Venture or the Capital One lounges.
Instead, but only of until January. And yeah, then that benefit's going away.
Yeah. So you got to use it up now, all you just regular Venture card holders. Okay. And then the other lounge that I'm going to cover are the Delta Sky Club lounges. So this is the only lounge I get access in Salt Lake. It's the only. So at Salt Lake, we have a Delta Sky Club and then a USO lounge. So I can only access the Delta Sky Club. I did check, though, the other day. They opened another section of Terminal A, and there is a Minute Suites there. And you can go access the Minute Suites with your Priority Pass. So if you want to go take a little nap, which I'm never going to use that because I'm coming from home to go to the airport and I don't need to go take a nap. But maybe someday I'll just check it out for the sake of, like, telling you all about it, just so I can share about it on Instagram or something. For the sake of research, maybe I'll check it out. But the Delta Sky Club Lounge in Salt Lake in particular is very large. It's really nice. To get in, you can access it with your American Express Platinum personal or business card when you're on a Delta flight. So When I fly Delta, I like to get there just a little bit early and pop in for a minute. My mom, when she comes to visit me, she's always flying Delta home so she can go into the lounge for a bit. I would say to me, it feels very similar to a Centurion lounge. It's just a very big one. It is a really big lounge. And I wish that we had another lounge so I could access more.
You know, I do love the Salt Lake Delta Sky Club, but I recently flew from Boston to London, and the Delta Sky Club there blew me away. One of my favorite.
In Boston?
Oh, gorgeous. And I was on a Virgin Atlantic flight, and I was really disappointed that their clubhouse was being renovated. I thought, oh, I've got to go to the Delta Sky Club. And I'm like, oh, keep that, keep renovating that, because the Delta Sky Club in Boston is to die for. You know, probably 3-4 times as big as even the Salt Lake one. The most unusual art. It's known for its art, gorgeous art. It looks like a ship. It's supposed to kind of be, they have a lot of Boston type food, clam chowder, cannolis. It was incredible. One of my favorite airport lounges. It's new on my list. So,
Sounds like I better go to Boston, fly Delta, so I can access the Sky Club coming home.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah,
it was pretty amazing.
Yeah, the other way you can access Delta Sky Clubs is with a Delta Reserve personal or business card. So that's their premium Delta card. So we don't really recommend this card a lot because it has a really high annual fee, and you know there are some good benefits there. But I would say if you're a Delta super 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 fan and you fly a ton, then it could be worth it. But starting next year, they're actually going to start limiting the amount of visits that you can have with the Amex Platinum cards and the Delta Reserve card. So they're pretty stingy with their lounge access.
To add on to that, they also, effective January 1st, 2024, they made it to where if you're flying basic economy, you can no longer access the Delta Sky Club with your Delta card or with your Amex Platinum. So basic economy, no lounge access. I assume I feel like a lot of the lounges are introducing more restrictions because they're getting overcrowded. And so to prevent overcrowding, that's why I assume these are going into effect. That's why Amex stopped allowing guests into the Centurion Lounge. That's why Capital One is taking away the 2 visits for regular Venture card holders. So I feel like we're going to see more of these trends of restricting lounge access.
Yeah, I agree.
Speaking of that, I'm surprised with Capital One lounges that with the Capital One Venture X or the Venture X business, you can bring in 2 people, you can have those authorized users. So I was really concerned when we got our Capital One lounge, because I thought, I'm never going to be in there because you've got families that can come in there. But I've been pleasantly surprised. I've never been turned away. I've never had a problem. It is a fairly large lounge. We love Capital One lounges. There's not a lot of them. There's one in Dallas, Denver, Washington Dulles Airport, and there's one that's coming to Las Vegas pretty soon. But they're really cute. And I think what we love about them the most, Jessica, tell us about some of the things she loves about hers, because she loves hers for different reasons. But I love the cute packaging of their food. It's individual portions, cute little skillets or little pots. They have an area where you can get to-go food if you just don't have time to come into the lounge, or if you've eaten there but you want to take something with you. Ours has the best cookies to take that you can package up. They also have an area where you can package up chocolate raisins, which probably doesn't sound good to most people, but these are the best chocolate raisins. And then they've got nuts, salted nuts, and, you know, trail mix. They just really do a really good job there.
I feel like that is where they shine, because like you were saying how the Centurion Lounge, you can go in and get some snacks to go, but you actually have to physically be in the lounge. They've only got like 3 choices. The Capital One lounges, they have, as soon as you walk in, you see the to-go section. So you don't even really have to get in the lounge. You just, you know, scan in, grab your stuff and you go, and it's like carrots and hummus in a plastic you know, cup with the lid and the hummus in it. When I just went, I was there a couple of weeks ago, and we took, it was with my son, we took, they had churros with pudding and whipped cream in the to-go cups. We took those. They have like little cartons of water to go, and they have little bags you can put it in, like little grocery bags. So I really, really love that. And the food seems better quality. It's not some, I don't know, gross looking sandwich. It looks like nice ingredients. And they also have really good drinks. So when you get in there, just the labeling of everything is very well done. The aesthetic is really nice. But it's like, you know, you can pull the thing down and it's not your typical sodas. It's, well, what is the word I'm looking for?
Pineapple cream soda or something.
Yeah, like pineapple cream soda, like a vanilla cream soda, all these different sodas that are just unique and really good.
All right, it's time for the caffeine addict and alcoholic to chime in into this conversation. No, I'm just kidding. But, well, the caffeine addict part is true. But I actually went, I haven't been to the Denver one. The DFW Capital One Lounge is my favorite lounge I've ever been to in the United States. We actually have a blog post I wrote. I did a day trip to the Dallas Capital One Lounge. Like, I never left the airport. I flew from Houston to Dallas, went to the lounge, spent the day at the lounge, and then flew home the same day. So we have a blog post all about that, but it is amazing. There are, I got there, I rode the Peloton. There are Pelotons that overlook the runway. I took a shower and then I just ate and drank. I told Alex and Pam, I think I'm getting my $395 annual fees worth of food and drink, like just today in a single day. So they have a draft oat milk latte machine, which is amazing, but they also have a cocktail selection that is specific to the lounge that you're visiting. Like, it's locally inspired cocktails and food. And so the one in Dallas, my favorite drink they have is called the Blue Bonnet. Blue Bonnet is Texas state flower. And so I just like, there's just like little personal touches like that that I feel like make it special. So if you live in Dallas, you 100% need a Capital One Venture X card. Because if I lived in Dallas, I would just go there for date night.
You'd buy your Southwest ticket, get in, cancel it once you're in the lounge.
Yes.
And then have date night. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. And lastly, we're going to talk a little bit about Sapphire Lounges. They're really new on the scene. There's just a few locations. There's one in Boston, LaGuardia, Hong Kong. They're going to be building more of them. You can get in with a Sapphire Reserve card. You can also get in if you have Priority Pass once a year. So that's how I got into it. I went to the one in Boston. Really a nice, really pretty lounge. There weren't a lot of people there. I was surprised. They do have kind of a little section of food that you can get. It was kind of under the lights for a while. That wasn't too appetizing. But then I saw, when I sat down at my table, a QR code. So you can order fresh food. So I ordered a fresh omelet. That was great. That was the way to go. Really nice lounge. I didn't spend a lot of time there, so I can't tell you much more about it. But certainly one that, you know, I would be willing to return to unless I can go to that Delta Sky Club again. So those are some of the lounges that you can get to having the right credit card.
So I want to ask you guys a quick question. If you could only have one credit card to access that gives you airport lounge access, what would you choose? I know what you're choosing, Mom.
Yeah, I don't even need to say. I'm going to keep that American Express Platinum card forever and ever.
But are you choosing the personal platinum or the business platinum?
It doesn't really matter for the lounge access, but I probably will keep my personal. I have no intention of ever. I make really good use of all of the benefits, so it works really well for me.
Okay, Jess, what card are you?
Venture X Business, just because it comes with the restaurant access, and that is huge for me.
Yeah, that's true. This is a hard one because I initially was thinking, oh, I'm doing Venture X Business. Like, that's the way to go. But then I was thinking, well, my home airport, Salt Lake City, it's a Delta hub. So I do fly Delta when I'm by myself more often. than I fly Southwest, and then I can go to the lounge. And so I think it is a good lounge. So you know what? I'm keeping both a platinum card, but I'm doing the business platinum because I like the benefits. I like getting the flight credits and some of those other benefits that come with the business card. So I'm keeping the Amex Platinum Business and my VentureX Business forever. Now, if this wasn't my job, I probably wouldn't keep both of them forever. And I would probably just stick to the VentureX Business because that annual fee is so much lower. And you get, it's $395 and you get the $300 travel credit and you get the 10,000 bonus points. So you're really coming out ahead when you
you're making money. Capital One. Sending
you're
you
making
a check.
Money. So yeah, if I was just the average Joe, average Jane, I should say, I would get the Capital One VentureX business card and keep it forever.
Okay, so we've covered the lounges that come with credit cards, but there you could also get into some amazing business class and first class lounges because you've bought a business or first class ticket. So we're just going to go over what some of our very favorite lounges that we've been to with our tickets. So Jess, you're up.
My favorite lounge I've ever been to in the world probably is the Turkish Airlines Business Class Lounge in the Istanbul Airport. The Istanbul Airport is a destination in and of itself. It is amazing. And the business class lounge is incredible. I've only been there once, but I flew Turkish Airlines business class to Athens. And we had a few hour layover in Istanbul. And so I was able to go to the lounge and it was amazing. I will also say that there is an incredible priority pass lounge at the Istanbul Airport that I went to the last time I was there. And so if you aren't flying business class, but you still want to go to a lounge, there is a really good priority pass lounge there too. What about you, Alex? Favorite lounge?
Okay, so Qatar Airways Business Class Lounge is pretty amazing. They actually have two now at the Doha Airport. So when I was there, it was just the Al Morjan Lounge, but now it's the Al Morjan South. And they have a new one called the Al Morjan The Garden. So I'm just going to talk about the South because that's the only one I've been to. It is gigantic. So huge. As soon as you walk in, there's like this massive water feature. It's kind of dark and a little bit moody vibe, but there's other areas that are brighter. There's quiet areas. There's pods. There's two restaurants. There's family areas where, you know, you can take the kids to play games. They have like little toys for little ones. They have like video games and different stuff for older kids. Like you said, with the Turkish lounge, it's kind of an experience in itself. And when I was there, actually, flying home from the Maldives, it was really late and we were super tired. And so I don't feel like I really got the full experience because I was like hanging on by a thread just to stay awake. So I would love to go back and try it again sometime to really experience it. I remember being in the lounge and with the time zone, you guys were up, Mom. She was watching my kids. And you were like, oh, yeah, what? He was probably like six at the time. Oh, Kai wasn't feeling well today and he threw up. And I'm like, no, I don't want to come home to sick kids. So like, that's not my best memory to have of that lounge. Thankfully, we got home and he was better. And Grandma Pam didn't get sick. So everything was great. But like, I was like, I need a redo of that lounge so I'm not deathly tired and can associate it with more positive things than a sick child. But I did, after that flight, get on an amazing flight on Qatar Q Suite. So it was fantastic. The other thing I want to say really quick about that lounge is if you're flying economy, you can sometimes purchase access to that lounge. So you just go on the Qatar website, you put in your booking reference number, your last name, and then they will show you the pricing. It varies. I believe it's somewhere in the $100 range, maybe $150. So if you are flying economy and you want to check out that lounge, if you have a really long layover, I definitely think it's worth it. They also have a first class lounge for first class passengers that you could pay to visit as well. So I would actually love to check out that one sometime because this lounge was amazing. I can't imagine how much better the first class lounge would be.
That's really interesting, Alex. I had no idea you could pay to get into either. And I, after having been to the business class, when I walked in there, it took my breath away. It was that gorgeous. It's just a beautiful, beautiful lounge. I would 100% pay to go into the first class one now to check that out. But yeah, one of the most, probably the most beautiful lounge that there is that I've been to.
And as far as accessing airport lounges on a ticket, the United Polaris Business Class Lounge is my favorite in the United States that we have. It's super nice. They have a nice buffet. They have a sit-down restaurant. The restaurant is the way to go. If you have time, first thing you want to do is put your name on the wait list there.
And like, what do we love at the United Polaris Lounge?
Cookie skillet. If you listen to last week's episode, you'll get Jess's joke there.
Pam's laughing too hard to talk, but she would have said cookies gillet also.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Love it.
So it's really fun to go in and sit down at the restaurant. You can get, you know, an appetizer, an entree, and a dessert. You don't pay for any of it. It's included on your ticket. The food is really good. I've liked everything I've had there. They also have quiet rooms that you can go and visit, and they have shower suites. So I loved when we came home from Bora Bora. I was able to go visit the Polaris Lounge because I flew that home, United Polaris home in San Francisco. And it was so nice to go in there. I rested for a little bit and then I took a shower. And there's just something really nice about getting to take a shower and get cleaned up after an overnight flight before your last leg home. So we are all big fans of the United Polaris Lounge. You can access this. You don't have to be flying United Polaris. So if you're flying any Star Alliance partner internationally, you can access the United Polaris Lounge. So I've accessed it flying Turkish Airlines, flying Singapore Airlines. So there's a lot of options there. K-Mom, what about you?
Well, I had a couple others that I wanted to mention. One of them was a new one for me, and that was when I did my Etihad first class. Coming back through Abu Dhabi, there's a new lounge and a new terminal. Also, Etihad lounge, there is a business and a first class section. Business class, I mean, it was huge. It was beautiful. Lots of food options. They are definitely international foods. And we all know that Pam's the picky eater of the bunch. So not a lot of Western options. But, you know, I did find a few things. Just really a beautiful lounge. One of the interesting things that they have a spa, but it's pretty new. They haven't opened it up. And no one there could tell me what they're going to offer at the spa or who can use a spa. So if you go to Abu Dhabi and it's open, please report back. We'd like to know what that's going to entail. But one of the things I really liked about it is that when you're ready to board, you go to the special section and you board directly to the plane. You don't have to be in the terminal at all. And that's really just a nice feature. And then the other lounge that I really like is the Virgin Clubhouses. I've been to a couple of them. My favorite one is the one in London, and it's very big. I believe it has Pelotons too. It looked like there was some sort of, you know, I'm not a Peloton user, Jess, so I'm not sure if it's a Peloton, but some sort of a bike that overlooked the runway that you could use. But a very large, many sections for people to sit. And what I like about this is, again, it there is an area where you can get buffet food, but then you can order through a QR code directly at your table. I love this option because then if I decide that I want seconds of something, I don't feel embarrassed of ordering it. You know, it's kind of that quiet way of just ordering your food, that antisocial bit where you order your food, no one knows who you are, and someone brings it to you. And I kind of like that. And the food is really good. They really have some really good wings. I usually get wings and a salad and some sort of a dessert. It's one of my favorite lounges. So I'm flying out of London a lot. So It's really nice when I'm on Virgin Atlantic and I can go use that clubhouse.
Well, we've hoped you've learned more about airport lounges and why my mom will get to the airport hours early just to enjoy one. They truly make the airport and travel experience so much more enjoyable. If you've enjoyed this episode, please share this podcast with your friends and leave a review. We appreciate it so much.
Thanks so much for listening to Points Talk with the Travel Mom Squad. Make sure to hit the subscribe or follow button from wherever you're listening so you never miss an episode. Want to start jet setting even faster? Follow the links in the show notes to learn about everything we discussed in today's episode. And to stay connected and follow along, follow us on Instagram at Travel Mom Squad. We can't wait to see where in the world Points and Miles take you.